Is Machshirin Paragimel Mishnah Ches Hamoridus Hagalgalim Ves Klei Habakar B'Shas Hakadim L'Mayim B'Shua Shechotzu. So you bring down wheels and cattle gear, things that you use to move animals. You bring it down to the water, and these things you tie animals. They're made of wood, and during a heat wave B'Shas Hakadim, when during the summer when it was very very hot. The extreme heat caused their cracks to develop inside the wood. And the way you dealt with those cracks back then is you would submerge it in water, and the wood would expand, covering those cracks. So if you put it in the water, b'shoshi achotsu, so you did this to water in order that it come together, hareze b'chayutan. This is considered Now, to some level, this is obvious, because you're doing it, even if it fell in the water, we saw in the previous Mishnah, this is somewhat obvious, that if you put it in the water, then obviously it's going to be considered beratzah. And the chiddush of this Mishnah, as some explain, is that even water on parts of the wood where there were no cracks, there's residual water in other places, if that water touches fruit, is now hechsher l'kabel tumah, even on the parts that you didn't necessarily want, where the whole thing is considered beratzah, because it's putting it in the water for a specific purpose. Continues the Mishnah, Hamor behema lishtos, hamayim olim bepia b'chiyutan, ragla en b'chiyutan. If I bring an animal down to the water to drink, bring my animal to drink from the water, then that water that comes from his mouth is in b'chiyutan, meaning anything that drips from his mouth, or any parts of his mouth, and touches fruit, that is considered b'chiyutan, and therefore b'ratzon gehech shel kabel tumah. And the explanation for this is very simple. Even though you don't necessarily want water dripping from his mouth, it's understood when you bring an animal to drink, there's going to be water. That's understood, so it's considered b'chiyutan. As opposed to ragle, its feet, that's not considered b'chiyutan, because you'd actually prefer the animal didn't get wet. Once it gets wet, it gets mud on it, so that's actually not considered b'ratzon, and therefore it's not considered b'chiyutan. Here's the Mishnah. Sheyidchu ragle, afa olin b'ragle b'chiyutan. If you brought it down to rinse the legs, if your purpose was to wash the legs, then obviously even the feet is considered b'chiyutan, because again, that's clearly what you want. You're probably washing your legs, and even the residual water you understand is going to be there. Tum of foot stores and threshing, the water is always tummy. Again, tummy here doesn't mean tummy, it means hechsher l'kabel tumah. If we're talking about when there's the animals have been walked for a long time, they're somewhat fatigued, and therefore they have these sores on their feet, which this would generally happen during the threshing time, then it's understood when you bring your animal down to drink, even if it gets wet then, you want this to happen. It's kind of your purpose of leading the animal down to the water, that the water will heal the feet. That's the Rav's first explanation. Alternatively, you want to clean the animal's feet during threshing time so it doesn't get the produce dirty. Either way, when you bring the animal down, it's clearly considered beratzon, and therefore it's actually kabel tumah. The last part of the Mishnah states that horad cheir shot of a katan, let's say the person who brought the animal down was either a deaf mute or a deranged person or a minor, a katan, a child, even the afi shachish of yoragla, even if he intends that the feet be rinsed, in a b'chiyutan, she'enil en ma'isa in a machshava, because they have legal action, but they do not have legal intent. And the explanation of this is as follows. A katan, or a chersh of a katan, do not have machshava abilities for the purposes of halacha. And therefore, unless there's a ma'isa accompanying their action, the water that comes on can't be b'chiyutan. So if they went and took the feet of the animal and washed it, this is not a ma'isa, that will be considered b'ratzon, that will be considered b'chiyutan, because you're doing it actively. But if they're just leading the animal to drink and water gets elsewhere, then we're only dealing with machshava. We saw earlier, it depends on the machshava. Since chersh of a katan cannot have machshava, the water delivers residual water cannot be considered b'chiyutan. It's only if there's a ma'isa, like they took specifically washed the animal's feet, only then will considered b'chiyutan. That concludes Mishnah Ches and Perek Gimel. Starting Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. Hashocha lishtos hamayim olim b'piv uvisavamo b'chiyutan b'chatmo v'rosho b'zikano en b'chiyutan. So if you bent down to drink, you were drinking from a water source, so the water that comes on your mouth and your mustache, that is considered b'chiyutan. However, the water that got on your nose, on your head, or on your beard, that's not considered b'chiyutan. The way the Rav explains the reason, because when you drink water, it's understood it's going to get on your mustache. It's definitely going to happen. That's actually what you want, because it surrounds your mouth. That's part of your satisfaction. However, the other parts of your body, of your face, your beard, your head, that's not the water that you're drinking, and it's not water that you want there, and therefore that's not considered b'chiyutan. Mishnah continues, Hamamali b'chavis. I filled a barrel with water. Hamayim olin achareha ubachevel shubachonin al tzavarav ubachevel shulitzarcha hareze b'chuyutan. So I have a barrel that I'm lowering into a well to fill with water. So I have the barrel, the wooden barrel itself. There's a piece of rope around securing the barrel, and there's a rope attaching to that rope that I'm using to lower down. So again, we have the barrel, the rope around the barrel, and the rope attached to that rope that I'm lowering down. So all that, when as I lower into the well, all of that is considered b'chiyutan. So even though I don't want any of that getting wet, it's understood when I lower a barrel into the water, all that is going to be get wet. The one qualification says v'chevo shulitzarcha harez b'chuyutan. So the rope that you're lowering, only that which tzarcha harez b'chuyutan, only enough rope that you need to lower the barrel into the water, only that part, if it gets wet, is considered b'chuyutan. Ask the Mishnah, kamuhu tzarcha, how much does this need? Shimon Elazar omar tefach. You need a tefach of rope in order to lower the barrel into the water. Again, we're talking about the rope that you're lowering. There's the barrel, the rope around the barrel, both those, any water on that is b'chiyutan. The rope that you're using to attach the barrel to lower it down, and that piece of rope is only a tefach work in b'chiyutan, because that's all you need to lower, and therefore only that can consider b'ratzon. It's only there, it's understood that it's going to get wet, and therefore can be considered b'ratzon. While the rest of the rope is not, even if it got wet, we're not considered, because you don't actually need that to happen. Finish the Mishnah, Nesna Tachas Atzinor Ena B'chiyutan. Let's, instead of lowering a barrel into a well, I actually put it under a pipe of water to fill the barrel that way. That's Ena B'chiyutan. That's not considered B'chiyutan, because nothing has to get wet on the outside. Not the rope, not the barrel, none of that actually has to get wet for the purposes of filling the barrel. And therefore, any water happens to get wet is not considered biratzon. And that concludes Mishnah Aleph.